When I was 12 years old, I had to stand before a judge. And I want to tell you, it was a very traumatic experience for me. I was literally shaking in my shoes. I don't know if my knees were actually hitting each other, but they could have been, as my knees were knocking together, and I could feel sweat trickling down my back. You get the picture? I was standing before the judge, and I had not even done anything wrong. Some juvenile kleptomaniac had stolen my bicycle from the parking lot of the swimming pool there, and I was in court. But I can remember, I was about this tall, I think, and I was looking up at this judge perched behind this massive desk. He looked like an eagle up in a tree, and he was ready to swoop down on me. And just in case I wasn't intimidated enough, he had this huge wooden mallet near his right hand, and I was sure that he might use that to smite me on the head. And I was just standing there shaking. It was a troubling and traumatic experience for me. Many of us as Christians, when we think about judgment, especially the final judgment, we have similar experience of anxiety and fear. We've heard the verses, like the one at the beginning of the three angels' messages in Revelation 14, which says, "Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come." We may have even heard what Paul said to the Corinthian believers. It's found in 2 Corinthians 5:10, and it says, "We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ." And many of us perhaps have responded with anxiety and fear. It's a troubling thought to us, the judgment. This morning we want to talk about what Jesus says about the judgment, and you may be surprised to discover that for those who belong to Jesus, the judgment is good news. Where do we start? Well, let's start in Matthew chapter 11, because Jesus certainly did talk about the judgment. Matthew chapter 11. I'm so happy you have your Bible here today as you look at the Word of God with me. Matthew chapter 11, beginning with verse 21. Jesus spoke about the judgment. "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than you." Yes, Jesus spoke about the day of judgment. He goes on to say, "You, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, you will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say to you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you." And if you want to know what Jesus said would happen on the day of judgment, just turn over to Matthew chapter 12, just one page over in your Bible to Matthew 12:36. And Jesus says in Matthew 12:36, "But I say to you that for every idle word man may speak," and we want to be inclusive and include ladies, "so every idle word that women may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment." Every idle word. He said, "Pastor, I thought you said that for those who belong to Jesus, the judgment is good news." That doesn't sound like good news to me. Well, let's look and see what Jesus taught about the judgment for those who belong to Him. Look with me in John chapter 5 as we begin to find some good news that Jesus taught about the judgment. John chapter 5, and I'd like to begin with verse 22. John chapter 5 and verse 22. Jesus speaking. If you're following along with me, I want you to help me as I read this. The Bible says in John 5:22, "For the Father judges..." What does it say in your Bible? No one. You said, "Wait a minute, I thought Jesus said there was going to be a day of judgment. Every idle word," Paul says. So then who does the judging? Look back in the text. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to whom? To the Son. The first piece of good news that Jesus teaches about the judgment is that He is the judge. He's the one in charge. Now come back to the story of me before this fearsome judge perched like an eagle up there, in the tree. If I had known that judge, I mean not just known about him, you understand, but if as I walked before that judge, he went, that, by the way, means what? I love you. I love you. No? Help me. That's what I'm doing. Oh, I probably said something else. Excuse me. Let's go to speech deficiency. If he went like this, then he went, you think I'd have been shaking in my shoes? Of course not. What if he was more than just loving and friendly? What if he was related to me? The whole picture changes, doesn't it? Jesus says, let me just tell you something. For those of you who belong to me, I'm the judge. Someone ought to say amen. I'm the judge. You're shaking in your shoes, knocking your knees. There's going to be a day of judgment, but I'm the judge. The one who loved you and gave myself for you. If Jesus was in the business of seeing how many people would be lost, he'd have stayed in heaven. We'd all be damned. Jesus wanted to save us. And he says, yes, there's going to be a judgment, but let me tell you some good news for those who belong to me. I'm the judge. That's the first piece of good news that Jesus taught about the judgment. And Jesus tells a story about the day when he's the judge, and in that story we learn a second important piece of good news about the judgment. Look back with me, if you would, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, it begins by talking about when the Son of Man comes. So this is the time that Jesus will sit in judgment, it says, in Matthew 25:31. The story of the sheep and the goats. And Jesus says, Matthew 25, beginning with verse 31, when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the holy angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from his goats. And he will set the sheep, where, church? That's the place of favor. He'll set the sheep on the right hand, but the goats where? On the left. There's a dividing here. Then the king will say to those on the right hand, who are those? That's the sheep. Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. We'll learn later, he will say to those on his left side, those are the goats, he'll say to them, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Now, I want you to know something about this story. If you read this story with the intention of learning how to be saved, you're in trouble. This is not a story about how to be saved. Because when he identifies the sheep, he says, I was hungry, you gave me food, thirsty, you gave me drink, stranger, you took me in, naked, you clothed me, sick, you visited me, in prison, and you came to me. If this is a story about how to be saved, then have you made enough prison visits to have peace with Jesus? Have you fed enough hungry people? This is not what it's about. This story is talking about the fact, hear me now, that Jesus in the judgment will identify all of those who belong to Him. Now they have certain characteristics, but they are not saved because they feed the hungry. They feed the hungry because they're saved. Are you with me? They're not saved because they offer bottled water. They offer bottled water on a hot day because they belong to Jesus. Amen? It's going to affect the way we live, but it's not the way that we're saved. This is not a story about how people are saved, but it is telling us clearly that in the judgment, Jesus will identify all of those who belong to him. Now back to my story. Here I am standing before this awesome judge. Can you imagine if when I'm standing there, shaking in my shoes, knees knocking together, sweat trickling down my back, he looks down at me and starts to give me a lecture about dishonesty. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not the juvenile kleptomaniac, it was my bike. He gets mixed up and he starts saying we need more righteousness in the world and less wickedness. And you need to think about how you're living your life. I said, wait. I'm so thankful that even on that traumatic day, even the earthly judge knew who was who. Are you with me? If you think it's important, then how much more in the final judgment? I tell you by the authority of God's word, Jesus knows who's who. Jesus is not going to mix them up and say, whoops, them goat, now nah, sheep, goat. In the judgment, Jesus, who is the judge, knows all of those who belong to him. Amen? And I want to tell you, I'm so glad that it's Jesus who decides. I hope I don't offend you this morning to tell you that I am very relieved that you're not the one who decides who belongs to Jesus. You say, Pastor, I feel the same way. I'm glad you're not the one who decides. You know, you see, if we were the ones who decided who belonged to Jesus, we might look at a broken and bruised, used and abused woman cast at the feet of Jesus, and we might say, hey, you, over with the goats. But Jesus looks at this woman, so damaged and yet so loved, and he says, you're one of the lambs of my flock. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that Jesus decides, aren't you? If we decided, we would look at that crooked IRS agent who had more money than morals. And we would say to Zacchaeus, you, over with the goats. But Jesus looks at him and he says, I know you're a short wheeler and dealer. But you're one of the lambs of my flock. I'm so glad Jesus decides, aren't you? I mean, if we decided, if we had to identify those who belong to Jesus, I'm sure that that foul-mouthed fisherman who changed his allegiance like a quick change artist, we'd have said to Peter, you, with the goats. But Jesus looked at that fiery follower and he said, you're one of the lambs of my flock. I'm so glad Jesus decides, aren't you? That's the truth about the judgment. Because you see, and we try not to, but the Bible says it, and it is true, that we tend to look on the what? We look on the outside. But I am so thankful today that Jesus looks where? Looks on the heart. Two pieces of good news about the judgment. One, Jesus is the judge. And secondly, in the judgment, he will identify all of those who belong to him. But there's better news than that. Come back with me to John chapter 5. John chapter 5. If this was not in the Bible, I wouldn't have the audacity to say it, but Jesus said it. Jesus said it. John chapter 5 and verse 24. Good news about the judgment. John 5, 24. Jesus says, most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me, what does it say in your Bible? Has, what? You say, that's good news. That's good news. The one who believes my word. I wondered about that. I thought, what word is that? Love, forgiveness, peace. No. You know what the word is that we need to believe and hear and believe? What is that word? Do you know? Look in John 6, 47. It will tell us. What is that word? No, you say, Pastor, you've got the wrong word. It's not what is the word. It's who is the word. If you believe my word, John 6, 47, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes, what does it say, church? In me. He who believes in me has everlasting life. That's why John, same author, says, in the beginning was the, and the Word was with God, and the Word was, yes, He was in the beginning with God, verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, full of grace and truth. Jesus says, if you hear Me, I am the Word. If you hear Me and believe in the One who sent Me, you have everlasting life. But more than that, it gets even better. Look down in verse 24 of John 5. Not only do you have everlasting life, what does the Bible say? He who hears My Word, that means believes who I am and My testimony, and believes in Him who sent Me, has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. This text is telling me that for those who belong to Jesus, the outcome of the judgment is already settled. It's a done deal. That's an American expression. Fait accompli. Whatever language you want to use. For those who belong to Jesus, the outcome of the judgment is already settled. You have already passed from death to life. You don't need to be shaking in your shoes, knocking your knees, sweat rolling down your back. Oh yes, there is a day of judgment. Jesus said so. There is a time when we will have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We will have to give an account. That's what the text says. But Jesus says, when you belong to Me, the outcome of the judgment is already settled. It's a done deal. The same year that I stood before that judge, shaking in my shoes, the English soccer team made it to the World Cup. Now, you have to understand something about little English boys. We grew up, and they still grow up, playing what we call football, soccer. And we love to play soccer. And we love to watch a soccer match. And that same year that I stood before the judge, the English soccer team made it to the World Cup final. And I was just so excited. I was anxious and antsy. And there's only one problem. They had to play West Germany. Shows you how old I am. This is when they were divided, East and West. They had to play West Germany. And even I knew, though I hated to admit it, that the West German defense was the best in the world. It was like an iron curtain, like an impregnable iron wall. And no one seemed to be able to get through it. I wasn't able to watch the soccer match live because it was on Sabbath. But I watched the replays over and over and over again. It was kind of interesting as I watched the replays of that match. I wasn't anxious at all. I wasn't shaking in my shoes. Even when Germany scored the first goal, no sweat trickling down my back. Are you following me? I was just okay. Went to overtime and Germany still looked so strong. But you know what? I didn't have any anxiety at all. You know why, don't you? You know why, don't you? I already knew the final score. It was 4-2. England won the World Cup. It was easy. You see, the outcome of the match was already settled. Are you following me? I didn't have to be anxious at all. Things were looking good. I knew that pretty soon Jeff Hurst was going to come over and score his second goal. And then just a few seconds before the end, he was going to get his third goal. They call that a hat-trick. I knew it was going to be okay because the outcome of the match was already settled. And it's the same for those who belong to Jesus when it comes to the judgment. Jesus is the judge. Jesus will identify all of those who belong to Him. And for those who belong to Him, the outcome of the judgment is already settled. That is why, for those who belong to Jesus, the judgment is good news. Good news. Now you say there's a lot of other things Jesus didn't say. And I know we need to look at the whole counsel of God, but this much Jesus did say: you have already passed from death to life. And for those who belong to me, the judgment is good news. 7:30 this morning, we were praying for you. We were praying that God would call you by name. We didn't pray that God would fill the church because it's not so important how many come, but who God leads. But God filled the church anyway, in the balcony, in the garden chapel. We prayed for you. Because you see, there is still a reason for some to fear the judgment. There is still a reason for some to shake in their shoes and knock their knees together and have sweat trickling down their backs. And that is if you say, but what if I haven't trusted Jesus? What if I have to stand before the throne alone? What then? Every idle word? Everything done in the body? I want to tell you this morning, we need a Savior. What do you say? Amen. We need a Savior. We need not only a Savior who's going to be with us then. We need the peace and the assurance that comes today from knowing that He's the judge. He's going to identify us. Say, you belong to me. Someone ought to say hallelujah. You belong to me. And you know what? The outcome of the judgment, if you belong to Jesus, is already settled. You have passed from death to life. Someone sitting here might say, you know, now I know why God led me to church. Because I've been anxious about the judgment. I've been worried about it. And I don't need to be. If I've trusted Jesus, those who belong to Jesus, for those who belong to Jesus, the judgment is good news. I'm going to ask Mike to play a simple hymn that you know. We're going to sing it together, actually. And while we sing, we're going to pray. Because one of the things we prayed for early this morning is that God would lead some people here who need to make a decision of eternal consequence. Say, I don't want to be afraid of the judgment. I want to know that I belong to Jesus. That He's the judge and He will identify me as one who belongs to Him. And that because I belong to Him, the outcome of the judgment is already settled. For those who belong to Jesus, the judgment, my friends, is good news. It's good news. So we're going to listen to the song, and as we sing, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. There may be someone here and you say, I need that assurance that I don't need to be afraid of the future. I want to trust Jesus. So that knowing I belong to Him, the judgment's good news. I extended that invitation at first service, Pastor, and I was shocked how many people stood. I don't know. We just prayed God would lead people. And you know, if in this congregation and those maybe listening via the website, some other part of the world, if everyone here says, you know, I don't need to stand because I have that assurance and I am at peace and I know that I've passed from death to life. If nobody stands here, we ought to just sing the doxology. It means that we've all made the right decision. Amen? It's not saying everybody. But there are some that God led here today. I believe that. There are some listening on the web somewhere. Maybe the other side of the world. And someone, as we sing this song, maybe somewhere in some little village, they're going to stand up and say, I choose Jesus. Amen. Bless you, wherever you are, especially those that God has brought here. So if you want that assurance, you say, God brought me here to give me that assurance that I won't be afraid of the judgment, but I can know that Jesus is my judge, that He will identify me as one who belongs to Him, and that as one who belongs to Him, the outcome of the judgment is already settled. While we sing, you just stand, just where you are, and thank God that for those who belong to Jesus, the judgment is good news. Let's sing together. Amen. need that assurance today to not be afraid of the future, but trust wholly in Jesus, you just stand right now wherever you are. Thank God that you belong to Him and that you want to say today, I don't want to be afraid. Praise God. And those that have that assurance, you just pray now. You thank God for those who are making important decisions. Sing it one more time. And if God brought you here for that reason, you know. Amen. I just invite you to respond to His grace. To have the peace and assurance you can face the future unafraid. Just stand there wherever you are. Let God know the desire of your heart. All of those who love Jesus and have trusted Him and have the assurance that He will identify you as one who belongs to Him. I want you to join those who are standing. Just stand with them. Out of praise to Jesus, we're so thankful for what He's done. That we who belong to Jesus do not need to be afraid. That for those who belong to Jesus, the judgment is good news. Come, Lord Jesus, sit on your throne. Identify those who belong to you. You will not forget one. You will not miss one. And you give us the assurance even today that the outcome of that judgment is already settled because we belong to you. May we go out with a boldness to share that good news with those who have not yet heard, that they too may know the peace and the assurance that Jesus can give. So Lord, bless every decision here today. Those who made an important decision to say, I need that peace today for the future. I need to know that I can face the judgment unafraid. That Jesus, whom I've received as my Savior, that He is the judge, that He will identify me as one who belongs to Him. And that because I belong to Him, the outcome of the judgment is already settled. Thank you for that good news. Thank you for those who by standing have said, Jesus, I thank you for that assurance in my life today. And I want to continue to praise you and rest in you and trust you and rejoice in the assurance and the peace that your salvation brings. And may we go from this place to testify of your goodness and of your grace. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to another special American Cassette Ministries presentation. This is a digital recording for optimum sound quality. International Copyright 2002, American Cassette Ministries. All rights reserved. For additional cassettes by this speaker or for a free catalog of other American Cassette Ministry cassettes, please contact us as follows. To order toll-free in the United States and Canada, dial 800-233-4450. For international calls, dial 717-652-7000. For fax orders, dial 717-652-9050. Our internet email address is info@americancassette.org. Other cassettes may also be ordered from our secure website at www.americancassette.org. Our entire catalog is online, and we accept MasterCard, Visa, and Discover credit cards. Or you may simply write to American Cassette Ministries, Post Office Box 922, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 17108 in the United States of America. Maintaining the integrity of the Three Angels' messages for 27 years, American Cassette Ministries requests your continued prayers and financial support as we strive to provide you with the finest, most powerful spiritual messages available. Our one purpose in ministry, to prepare you and your loved ones to meet Jesus Christ. He's coming soon.